So Baruch Hashem, we're back in Beis HaMedrash after the most difficult 2 weeks of my life, of my family's life. 2 weeks ago, I said that we'll be away for 2 weeks and the Shia will be once again, I'll be together with you this week. And this is not what we planned. We were scheduled for treatment in America, but it was not to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had different plans for my wife. Negzero agzero v'nitrefo hashom. So it's 2 weeks, but a very, very different 2 weeks than we expected and anticipated. So Friday night, I davened in shul, in my shul, and I said, B'halois chos aneirois. Rashi brings in Moed Koten Chofe Yom Adalef. Two things, nimshalu l'ner. Two things resemble a ner, a candle, a fire. Toira nimshal l'ner, shenemar kiner mitzvah v'toira or. Nishmas ha'odom nimshal l'ner, shenemar ner Hashem nishmas odom. And she passed away in Parshas Bahalois. So I said, we lost a ner. I and my family and many, many others. And she was an unbelievable Eishes Chesed in the most modest and unassuming way. So Nishmas Odom Nimshalo L'Ner. And it was a beautiful Ner that was extinguished, that was Kovo. A Ner that gave so much light and so much warmth. And we hope to find Tanchumim and Chizuk in kindling and putting on many more natives. And we should have Tanchumim and Chizuk out of Arbotzes Torah. So this morning we got up from the Shiva and back to our routine of Arbotzes Torah. And I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I and my family should really find chizuk for Kodesh Baruch Hu Yenachem Oisonu Im Shar Avelo Yitzion V'Yerushalayim, and we'll try to do our best in chizuk HaTorah. So in this week's parasha, we learn the mitzvah of chalo, hafroshes chalo. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yamartu aleihem bevoyechem al oretz asher ani mevi yeschem shomo. V'hoyu ba'acholchem al lechem oretz tarimu trumo la'ashem. Reishes arisasechem torimo, charo torimo trumo, kotrumas egoirin, kein torimu oisa. So there's a big machlokes between achroinim. How do we define mitzvahs chala? And the same question refers to all the trumas amaisas. Because chala is no different than trumas amaisas. It is only different in its practical aspect. Trumas amaisas is from the produce of the land, peres and yerokas. Chala is from the dough that we, you know, from the bread that we eat. But in the basic definition, and in the Hagdorah, chala is no different than Tumas HaMaisis. And there's a very basic question. Turei Zohov, Yoredei Semen Aleph Siv Kotin Yod Zayin differentiates between Shechita and Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis. And while Shechita is not defined as a mitzvah, only as a matyo, and therefore the Taz maintains that the brocha on Shechita, asher kedushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu al Shechita, is not berachas ha-mitzvah, it's berachas ha-shevach. It might be formulated in the general formula of berachas ha-mitzvahs, asher kedushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu, but it is not berachas ha-mitzvah, because Shechita is not defined as a mitzvah. Shechita is a matya, and the essence of Shechita is only to be matya of the basar. And that is why Shechita would not be defined as a mitzvah, and the brocha would not be defined as berachas a mitzvah. Truma is different. According to the opinion of the Taz, a person is chayev b'afroshes tumas ha-maisas u'b'afroshes chala, even though he has no intention of consuming the fruits or the bread. As he brings the fruit into his home, and it is Gemara Pri, Yeschav L'Hafes Tumas HaMaisis. And when he prepares the dough to bake bread, Yeschav B'Afroshes Chala, regardless of whether he has any intention to eat or not. That is the opinion of the Taz. Rabbi Kiva Ega, on the spot, Yoredei Samanarov disagrees with the Taz, and Rabbi Kiva Ega says, no, Tum is no different than Shchita. And there is no chiyuv whatsoever to be mafresh to mesamaisis unless a person plans to partake of the pelis, of the arukas, and the same referring to challah. And Rabbi Kiva Ege quotes the Mugen Avraham, Orachaim Semechesiv Kotten Beis. The Mugen Avraham is in Hilchas Tzitzis. What is he dealing with? The question, how do we act by Berchas HaMitzvah? Do we need to stand when we say Berchas HaMitzvah, or we could sit? And there are different minhagim regarding different mitzvahs. Some berachas mitzvah, like berachas shofar, we stand. Svidas avoyimah, we stand. But beit tzitzis, there is no chiyuv to stand. So the Mugen Avraham says in Simen Ches that tzitzis is einoy, not tzitzis, but rather regarding tzitzis, one should stand. We learn in Simen Ches. But regarding Tumas HaMaisis, it's a Mishnah Mefureshes at the beginning of Masechta Simas, Orum, Lo Yitum, and it is very clear in the Mishnah that one could be a Mafresh Tumas HaMaisis while seated. So the Mugen Avraham deals, which mitzvahs does one have to stand when he says the Brocha, and which mitzvahs not? And the Mugen Avraham says that the mitzvah of Tumas HaMaisis is not a mitzvah kulei hai, because Einoi Elo Letakin Macholoi. It is only a matir, and it seems to be clear in the Mugen Avraham that if he has no intention to partake of that fruit, there is no mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, and that is why it is different than Berachas Tzitzis. It is different than Tkiyas Shofar. It is different than Svidas Avoyimah. It is different than any bracha that we recite on a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to the Mugen Avraham, the mitzvah of Tumas HaMaisis is only letakein macholay. So according to the Kiva Ega, the Mugen Avraham would disagree with the Taz. Venimtzo, the Mugen Avraham and the Taz, not on the same source. The Taz is the first Siman Yerodeh, the Mugen Avraham is the Siman Ches and Arachayim, but they have different approaches, two different opinions regarding Afroshas Tumas HaMaisis and Afroshas Chal. According to the Taz, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and it is totally not dependent on whether the person plans, intends to eat or not. And according to the Mugen Avraham, the Mugen Avraham clearly says that there is no mitzvah. So while the Taz, in his source, differentiates between tzitzis and afroshes tumas hamaisis, the Mugen Avraham clearly says both are of the same nature. And so according to the Kiva Ega, there is a machloikis between Mugen Avraham and the Taz. And I wonder why neither the Taz, nor the Mugen Avraham, nor Rabbi Kiva Ega, how come they don't bring a Makor Mefurish, an explicit source, Rashi Gittin Mem Zayinim Ad Beis, and Rashi differentiates between Bikurim on one hand and Tumas HaMaisis on the other. And Rashi says Bikurim is a Chiev, and it has nothing to do whether you plan to eat fruit or not. One has a Chiev of Havoz Bikurim Lebeis HaMikdash. Tumas HaMaisis is only if you intend to eat. So Rashi clearly seems to indicate that the Mugen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Ege are right below Kedivrei HaTaz. So I wonder how come neither the Taz, nor the Mugen Avraham, nor Rabbi Kiva Ege, these three Gedolei Yoilim that deal with the basic definition of Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis, why they don't quote Rashi in Gittin Mem Zayin Omid Beis. I think we could prove from the Rambam Shelo Kedivrei Rashi, but I will have to be matriach someone, and I would like to have a Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs and a Rambam Ahavu and Zroam, if possible. So sometimes the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs comes together with Ahavu, Zroam, and Sefer HaMitzvahs. And I think it is quite clear in the Rambam in several different sources that Shchita and Tumas HaMaisis are not the same. So, let's start off with Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kuf Chof Tes, Mitzvois Asei. Starting off Kuf Chof Vav, Shetzivon Elohitzi Tumi Gedoyla. Kuf Chavav, Kuf Chav Zayin, Shitzivonu Lahoitzi Hamasar Mitzemach Oretz. שציוונו לא הישה מעשה שייני, קופחוף חס, קופחוף טס, שציוו הלווים לא הישה מעשר מן המעשר. In all these four mitzvahs, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah lahafresh, or lahoitzi. Kuf mem vav is the mitzvah of shechita. Shetzivonu lishchet bahem echay va'of, va'acher ye'achel bisaran. Why isn't you right regarding the mitzvahs of trumas and maisas? Shetzivonu lahoitzi truma, va'acher yochal men haperes. Neither Tumah Gedolah nor Matzah Rishon, nor Matzah Sheni, nor Tumas Maaser. Shitzivonu lahoitzi. When it comes to Shechita, Shitzivonu lishchot behem echay va'of, va'acher ye'acher. And we see the same in Protei HaMitzvahs. In the very beginning of Hilchos Shechita, in Protei HaMitzvahs, the Lashon of the Rambam now what I need is Rambam Kiddush, not Ahava, but the Rambam means Roim, the beginning of Hilchos Maaser and Hilchos Tzumos, Protei HaMitzvahs. You could have these two back. Rambam Hilchos Shechita. As I explained many times, before every Kovetz Halachas on Rambam, the Rambam writes Protei HaMitzvahs, and that is Ksav Yodei Shel Rambam. Hilchos Shechita Yesh Bechlolon Chomesh Mitzvahs, Vezehu Proton. Number one. Lishchot va'achar kach yoichel. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah says sheyishchot mi sheyirtze lechol boso beheima chaya va'oif. So, as in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Protei HaMitzvahs, and in the very first halacha. Lishchot va'achar kach yoichel. Hilchos Tzumos. Mitzvah Aleph, Lahafresh, Truma Gedoyla. Mitzvah Beis, Lahafresh, Tumas Maiso. He doesn't write Lahafresh, Truma Gedoyla, Va'achar, Kach, Yoichal. Perik Beis, Halocha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Kol Oichal Odom Anishmor, Shegedulu Menoworetz Chayev Betrume. Mitzvah Sase, Lahafresh, Menu Reishas Lekoyen. Doesn't write Misha Bol Lechol. So, seems to be clear in Rambam. Hilchos Bikurim, and all the dinim of challah are in Hilchos Bikurim. Many years ago, I noticed something extremely amusing. A Choshev HaMachaber writes, why does the Rambam write dinei pidyon haben in Hilchos Bikurim? What do they have in common? So he explains, pidyon haben is similar to Bikurim. Bikurim is Reishis Prihu Adomo, and pidyon haben is Peter Rechem. The Mechaber wasn't aware that Hilchos Bikurim is actually quoting the Rambam's Lushan, Hilchos Bikurim im shar matnos kehune shebegvulin. And all the matnos kehune shebegvulin that are not noig dafka in Eretz Yisrael, but wherever are in Hilchos Bikurim. So in the old Rambams, there wasn't enough space on top of the page, so it was Hilchos Bikurim. But Hilchos Bikurim actually includes all matnos kehune shebegvulin. So challah, and not only pidyon haben, is also in Hilchos Bikurim. So once again, in Hilchos Bikurim, v'sha'a matnois kehunish begvilin mitzvah vov. Not mitzvah vov, but rather mitzvah dalet. Lahafresh challah l'koyen. He doesn't write lahafresh challah v'acha kach yoichal. Perek hei, alocha aleph, in Hilchos Bikurim, v'sha'a matnois kehunish begvilin. Perek is dedicated to Hilchos Challah. Mitzvah Saseh, Lahafresh Truma Menu Iso Lekoyen, Shenem Reish Saseh Saseh HaMachal Dorim Utrumo. He does not write Misha Roitza Lechon. So, to me it seems quite obvious and quite clear from the Rambam that if we have a Raya from Rashi to Rabbi Kiva Eglim Ogon Avrom, then the Taz would be very gratified to learn all the Diyukim that we have in Rambam. And the Rambam quite clearly proves that Shechitah and Truma and Challah are not the same. And Shechitah is Lishchot V'Yachakach Yoichal. That is not the mitzvah of a first Tumas HaMaisis. So lechoyre, mara melchode, v'mara melchode v'pligi. And while the Taz has a base of b'divrei Rambam, the Mugen Avraham out of Akiva Eger would have a clear source b'divrei Rashi, Gittin Daf Mem Zayin. However, my basic opinion is no. I think that Rashi and the Rambam have no machloikas whatsoever, but we need to develop a more profound and deeper understanding of the mitzvah of Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis. So there's an interesting machloikas between the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Reish Pei Daled assumes that according to the Taz, that there's a mitzvah of Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis and Challah, regardless of whether you plan to eat or not. It does not depend on your intention. If you have Pri Oretz and you do Gemar Pri, if you bake bread, you have to be Mafresh Challah Tumas HaMaisis, even though you have no intention to eat. That is the opinion of the Taz. Would there be an Isser to destroy Peres Eretz Yisrael or destroy the dough? And would that be defined as a Bitul Mitzvahs Asay? Minchas Chinuch Reish Pei Daled clearly says yes, because the mitzvah was chal upon you. And if you do not be Mekayim, the mitzvah, that is a bitul mitzvah saseh. So if you destroy the dough, you destroy the fruit, it would be no longer possible to perform the mitzvah. That is defined as a bitul mitzvah saseh. Chazon Ish Dumai, Simen Daled, Ois Beis, on one hand says the Taz is right. There is a chiyuv of Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis, regardless of whether you intend to eat or not. And he proves it from two very simple and well-known halachas. The beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it's mevor, if you have tevel, you're not mafresh Tumas HaMaisis, you're over on bal te'acher. If it is only a matir, how would there be bal te'acher? There is no chiyuv unless when you actually come to eat. As long as you don't eat, you don't have a chiyuv. How would there be bal te'acher? It would not be similar to karbonis or to tzedakah. If it is only a matir, why would there be bal te'acher? And the other raya of the Chazon Ish is shnas abiur, the fourth year, the seventh year, there's a chiyuv of biur. And bezman abiur, you have to be mafresh Tumas HaMaisis. And if you didn't do so, you're mevatel mitzvah to say of a biur. So once again, if it's only a matir, how would there be choyves biur? So the Chazon Ish on one hand says that Taz is right. There is a chiyuv of Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis, even though you have no intention to eat. But on the other hand, if you destroy the peres, that is not defined as a bitul mitzvah saseh. And lechoyre, how do these two assumptions go together? They seem to be totally contradictory. Because if there is a chiyuv of Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis, regardless of whether you eat or not, then how would it be a heter to destroy Peres and never again be able to be mafresh Tumas HaMaisis? So Ibe de Ditalia, I would argue a totally different understanding. On one hand, I think Rashi is very clear. If one has no intention to partake of Peres, there is no chiyuv Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis. And if he doesn't plan to eat bread, there would be no chiyuv Afroshes Challah. But that is not because Shechita and Tumas HaMaisis are the same. They are not the same. Shechita is a matir. It has no other understanding. It is only about being matir bosor la'achile. Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis is a totally different idea. Because Afrosh is associated with Nesina. When you're mafresh Tumas HaMaisis, you need to give Tumas HaMaisis to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the Oni. So the idea of Afroshes Tumas HaMaisis is not lahatir asaperes la'achile. But if you want to partake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's gifts and abundance, you need to share. And you need to give part of your benefit to Meshor Sei Hashem, to the needy and the desperate, to the Kohenim and the Leviim. It's about sharing. And that makes all the difference. So on one hand, as long as you do not plan to reap benefit you don't have to give to others. If I don't take for myself, I have nothing to share with others. But if you do intend to eat and reap the benefits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gifts, then you have to share. And therefore, when you have to share, you have to do it on time. And there's an Issur of Bal Ta'acha. And there's a mitzvah of Shnasa Biur. So I would suggest a compromise between the Taz on one hand and the Mogen Avraham on the other. And the way I see it, there is no need to make a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi might agree that Shchita is all about Achilas HaBasar. Leshchoit v'achakach yoichal. Leshchoit mi sheroitza lechol basar. From Shtumas Amaisis is not only Litroim v'achakach yoichal. The essence of Afrosh Shtumas Amaisis is not only Lahatir es aperes lachil. I think it goes the other way around. Because we need to share. As long as you didn't give for others, you are prohibited to take for yourself. So the essence of Tumas HaMaisis is not about HaTorah Saperis. It is about sharing. And as long as you don't share, you cannot take for yourself. That is the way I would understand the Frosh's Tumas HaMaisis. And according to this understanding, there's no need to make a machloikas between Rashi and the Rambam. Afushe plikte lo mafshinan. So it is clear in the Rambam. Afroshes Chala, Tumas HaMaisis are not like Shchita. Shchita is all about HaTorah, about matter, the Basar. So the Rambam writes, Lishchoit v'yachakach yoichal. He doesn't use that same formula regarding all the Afroshes, whether it's Tumah or Masar or Chala. But still, as long as you don't take for yourself, you don't have to give to others. And therefore you have no chiyuv of Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis. So the Chazon Ish is right. If you destroy the fruit, that's not a bitul mitzvah to say. Because if you destroy the fruit, then igrom mitzvah l'mafreya that you have no chiyuv to share. If I don't take for myself, I don't have to give. And if I don't have to give, I don't have to be mafresh. Because Afrosh is all about nesinesha la'achar Afrosh. So the Machzorik is the Rambam and Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. According to the Rambam, Afrosh and Asina are one mitzvah. One mitzvah that has two parts. According to the Ramban, two different mitzvahs. Afrosh HaLachud and Asina HaLachud. But what I argue right now is totally independent of the Machzorik slash Rambam and Ramban. Whether Afrosh and Asina are one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, but they definitely are intertwined and associated one with the other. And therefore, the way I understand it, Shchita is a matir. Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis is not a matir. It goes the other way around. The source, the origin of the Isser is because you need to give. And as long as you don't share with others, you are prohibited of taking for yourself. So the Isser is a Teitzoah of the mitzvah, not the mitzvah is a Teitzoah of the Isser. And that is the difference between Shchita and Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis. So on one hand, I would say, Rashi is definitely right. If you don't want to eat a peres, you have no mitzvah of truma. But that doesn't mean it's the same as shchita. No, shchita is only a matir. So the Taz might be right. The brocha maybe is not a berachas mitzvah, but a berachas shevach. But if you do intend to eat, then it should be no wonder that there is Bal Te'acha and Achiv of Shasa Biyor. Because it's not a matyo, but a mitzvah of sharing. And once I have the mitzvah, I need to do it as soon as possible. And that is the concept of Bal Te'acha. So that would be my understanding in the gather of Afrosh Tumas HaMaisis. It does not fit in with the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. There is no way to reconcile the two. Because the Taz is mechalek between Tumah and Shchita, and the Mogen Avraham says they're the same. One could still argue they're the same to a certain extent. Even the Mogen Avraham doesn't mean they're entirely the same. But I don't have a gewaldige, impulse to try to reconcile the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. What I do argue is that Rashi and the Rambam don't have any machlokes. and I think Maram al-Khodeva, Maram al-Khodeva, low plea game, and the Chazon Ish is right, even though the Chazon Ish definitely didn't have in mind what I say, because he proves from Biur and from Baal Ta'achad that the Taz is right and not the Mogen Avraham, and according to my argument, it's not exactly the Taz and it's not exactly the Mogen Avraham. Question number two, which I would like to discuss, Shiur HaFrosh. Very well-known tshuva, Noida B'Yehuda. Today, because this is a day of Aveilus, and I'm totally exhausted. The reason I ask for so many Rambams is because I didn't really have time for proper preparation. Do we have a Noida B'Yehuda in this Mesmedesh? Does anybody know? Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda? Madura Tinyona Chelik Beis? Does anybody know whether we have a Noida B'Yehuda? So Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, Yoyre Deya, Madura Tinyona Semen Reish Aleph. And he comes to reconcile a stira, an obvious stira between two Rashis in the Vachadika Parsha. Perik Tezvav, Posek Chof. Reishes Arishasechem Charo Torimu Trum Al Hashem Ketrum Esagoyren Kein Tarimu Oiso. Rashi writes, Ketrum Esagoyren Kein Torimu Oiso. Tumas Agoyren, Tumas Avisis. We're dealing with Chala. So in what way is Chala similar to Tumas Avisis? Ketumas Agoyren, which means Tumas Gedoyla, Shaloi Nema Boshio, Velo Ketumas Maisis Shanema Boshio. Tumas Maisis is a tenth, 10%. Tumas Gedoyla has no Shio. So Chala is similar to Tumas Gedoyla. Rav Rosengarten. It's not so important. I remember what the Noida B'Yehuda says, more or less. What I wanted to check is only there's a Hagoa Miben HaMachaber, and I don't know which son of the Noida B'Yehuda wrote the comment. Madura Tinyona, there are comments. Whether it's Reb Shmuel, his oldest son, or his youngest son was Reb Yakovka. So that's all I wanted to check of the Noida B'Yehuda. So Rashi. Posek Chof says, Ketum Esagoyren, Shaloi Nemo Boshio. Aber Chachomim Nosnu Shio. Lebala Bais, Echod Mechov Dalet, Veranachtoim, Echod Marboim Vishmoina. And then Rashi and Posek Chof Aleph seems to contradict what he writes in Posek Chof, and that is impossible. Then the same parasha of one Posek to the other, we find the Stira in Rashi. So Rashi and Posek Chof Aleph writes, Mereishas Arisasechem Titnu Lashem, Tromo Ledoiroi Seichem. Titnu Lashem, lefi shelo yishomanu shiur lachalom, ne'emar titnu, shiehebo kedei nesina. So Rashi and Posek Chof Aleph writes, titnu shiehebo kedei nesina. Posek Chof, ketrom esagoyren, sheim bo shio, chachomim nosnu bo shio. So the Noida B'Yehuda comes up with a chiddush, and he writes, I'm going to tell you something, shelo kadmani, Adam Mi'olam. And he seems to be proud of saying something that no one ever said. If no one ever said it, maybe you should ask yourself, why didn't anyone say it? But the Noida B'Yehuda, in a few sources, we find this sentiment. He writes, I'm going to give you a chiddush that no one ever said. And there are shnei dinim b'afroshes truma. Chitu achas poiteres is a kri. But that is only leftor itakri. There is no mitzvah nesina, only bekedei nesina. So according to Noida B'Yehuda, Posek Chof deals with hafrosha. Reishes as richzaseichem chalu torimu tromor Hashem. Haroma hafrosha ein boshio. Posek Chof Aleph deals with nesina. Mereishes arisaseichem titnu Hashem. Titnu tzorech kedei nesina. So the Noida B'Yehuda differentiates between the hafrosha that has no shir and nesina that needs kedei nesina. What is kedei nesina? Echod mechov dalet. The Noida B'Yehuda son argues, no, not reasonable. If it's echod mechov dalet men atoira, how a chazal mekel b'anachto mechod mememches? So he says, no, the Shia Diuraisa would be Echod Memem Ches, but Balabai Sechmiru, Echod Mechov Dalet. So he agrees with the basic idea of his father. The machloikis is only which of the two shiurim, balabai sechot mechov darad, nachtom echot memches, which is the oraisa, which is the rabbanan. If I would agree with the Noida B'Yehuda, I would say Chav Darad and Memches are all the Rabbonim. Nimsa Hadova L'Chachomim. All we learn from Rashi Pasuk Chof Aleph is Lefi Shelo Shemano Shio L'Chala Nemar Titnu Shehebo Kedei Nesina Kamezek Kedei Nesina Nimsa Hadova L'Chachomim. And Chachomim were Kerveya. לבעל הבייס אחד מחוב דלת, לנחתום אחד מממחז. So the basic idea is מן התוירה, שצורך כדי נסינה. How do we define כדי נסינה? נמצא דבר לחכומים. And on many opportunities I spoke about the basic concept of נמצא הדבר לחכומים. So that is the נוידה ביהודה. And he writes, nobody ever thought about this. Well, at least two גדולים thought about it. One is Tosfos Rid in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. And then Yosef Shaul Natanzon wrote Hagos on the Noida B'Yehuda and on Tosfos Rid. So he comments on Tosfos Rid Nun Ches, quoting the Noida B'Yehuda, and on Hagos Noida B'Yehuda, he brings the Tosfos Rid. And also Maram Chalava, Psochim Lamed Beis Omed Beis. So the Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda we really find in two sources, B'Divrei Rabbi Seinu Arashoyne, Maram Chalava and Psochim, and Tosfos Rid in Kedushin. Af al piken, I don't think that's pshat in Rashi, and my approach to Rashi would be a totally different one. Perek hei, halacha aleph mehilchas bikurim, we find the Radbaz. And to me, the Radbaz is kilurin le'enayim, and it's a pillar to me that Moron Rab Chaim Kanievsky, Derech Emuna, Bikurim Hey Aleph, says that Radbaz is a raya to the Noida B'Yehuda, that Radbaz has nothing to do with the Noida B'Yehuda, and he says something totally different. So I'm quoting the Radbaz. Mitzvahs Asay, Lahafresh Trumim and Wisam, Lakoyin, Shanam Reish Rechem Chalotonim Roshim, Reish Zu, Ein Roshim and a Torah. Afilu hifresh kisoira, potar eso iso, kosav harad baz. Oche isa besefri, trome kara kosav, a trome ein lo shio. Vikvar hikshu, amailo itonelo beresh peye bahada hanach da ein lehem shiur. He quotes the Yerushalmi. וקשלי, כיוון שחית אחס פוטרס הזקרי, היכם עסקיים קרושה נאמר, תיתן לוי דובר הרוי לתיתוי במתונה, ויש לוי מדהוכה כאומר. רישס הריססיכם, וכסיב רישס דגונחו, ללמדנו שחית אחס פוטרס הכל, אבל אם בולס או יסמיץ וכתיקונו, תן לו כדי נסינה. ושירו חכומים כמה הוא כדי נסינה, לכל דבר ודבר. רב חיים קניבסקי understood that the Kavanah of the Radbaz is the same as the Noida B'Yehuda. No. The Noida B'Yehuda is machalik between Afrosh and Asina. The Radbaz is not machalik between Afrosh and Asina. He says, Chito achas poteres esakri b'diyeved, avalam bo lakayim mitzvah kitikono, ten lo kedei nesina. He is not machalek between Afrosh and Asina. He is machalek between Lachatchila and Bidiyevet. And that is clear to me. Afro pishi yom lachachumim chita achas poteres esakri, avalem bo lakayim mitzvah kitikono, ten lo kedei nesina. What is even more important to me is Rashi emesechet chulin kuf lamed zayin omed beiz and sarashi mefurehish. Mesechet Chulin. I very much apologize to Binyamin. I won't do this to you every week. Today is an exception. So Rashi and Chulin, Kuf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis, writes this very clearly. B'diyevet chitu achas poteres esakri. Lechatchila kedei nesina. And that is why Chazal use a formula of B'dievet. Chito achas poiteres esakri. Chazal don't say tzorach lito chita liten chito achas. No. Chita achas pateres as a kri is a bidiyeved. Deoraisa ain lo shiur. Verabonin yehevo bashiur. Truma. Afal gavde me deoraisa nama bakoldohu miftar. Nehi de miftar me mise de tevel. Miu lechatchila remise shiur edilo. Rashi clearly says. Chitu achas peteres zakri. Ve niftar me mise de tevel. Aval lechatchila. So then I view this Miyashev Rashi on the Torah. Why wouldn't we say Rashi on the Torah? L'shetosef and Rashi chulen kuflam et zayin in the base. So, the Noidi B'Yud is so proud that he has a new Chiddush. It's not a new Chiddush. It's in Tosfos Rid and in Maram Chalava, but he definitely not right in Rashi. That's not Pshat Nerashi. Pshat Nerashi is in accordance to Rashi chulen kuflam et zayin in the base. And it is also the Radbazam Perekei Hilchas Bekurim Alocha Aleph. So that is what I have to say regarding the question of Shiur, Hafroshes Truma, and Hafroshes Chala. Third point I would like to discuss today, because in this sugya, once again, I have a very definitive opinion. Velo kedivrei kol ha'achroinim sheneschavtu bedover. Truma Tumeya and Chala Tumeya Dinam Bisreifa. The minig today is not to burn either Chala or Truma. And the Chai Odom in Sefer Shar Tzion, which is the Chelek in Chochmas Odom, Mitzvah Satluyas Boretz, writes that he doesn't know what the heter is not to burn Truma and Chala Bizman Hazeh. All our Truma and Chala are Becheskes Chala Tameya and Truma Tameya, because we are all Tameya makes. And that is why Koyanim don't eat Truma and Chala Bezman Hazeh, because Truma Tameya and Chala Tameya Surum Bachila. But the minute is you wrap it up and you throw it away. Very few people burn Chala or Truma. So there are some from people that burn Chala, but even they don't burn Truma. And Chala and Truma have the same din. I'm not aware that anybody burns Truma. So most of us are never mafras Truma Samaises, because you buy Peres with a Heksha. And even the Briskas could say it's only Lechumre, so it don't burn. But I am mafresh. I have a lemon tree in my yard, so I have the schus of being mafresh Truma Diuraisa every now and then. But I don't burn the Truma. Neither do I burn Chala. And the Chayodim says, why not? So the basic sources in Shabbos Chofei. Shabbos Chofei, the Gemara says, Ma Kodeshim Tameyim Bisreifa, Aftrum et Tameyim Bisreifa. Rashi writes, two reasons. The Dami Yer HaKodesh, Inami Mishum Takola. Why do we need to burn Chala Tameyim or Trum et Tameyim? Either because Dami Yer HaKodesh, as the din of Kodeshim Psulim, which are din of Bisreifa, or Mechashash Takola. Because what is the Shabbos Chofei? According to Rashi, that it's Mishum Shas Tekola, who Adin Shar Darke Biur, doesn't need to be safe. It could be other Darke Biur. V'Rashi L'Shitose B'Perek Ilu Oivrim, and the Kavona of Tosfos is, Rashi writes in Pesuch HaMem Vov Amid Aleph, and a Beis Echov Zayin Amid Beis. Truma Tomeo you could also feed to animals. And Tosfos says, Rashi L'Shitose. The reason is Tekola, Chashash Tekola. And therefore, any way you destroy it is okay. You just can't have it at home. Mechashash, lest you forget and consume Truma Tameya or Chala Tameya. But most of the Rishonim agree with Tosfos. Dumya de Kodesh, it's not Mishum Tekola. And Tosfos proves his point from the Mishnah, Sof Masechet Tmura, Tmura Daf Lamed Gimel. Elehen Hanisrofin, and Truma Tameya is Min Hanisrofin, not Min Hanigborim. So Tosfos says no. It is either the Rabbono Mishum de Dami Yer HaKodesh or Menatoyra Mishum de Ikrei Kodesh, but according to Tosfos, you need Dafka Sleifa. So once again, why don't we burn Chala or Truma Tameya? Kosev HaChazon Ish B'Dmai Semen Dalad. Because it's a tercha. And we're also choshish l'tekola. If it'll burn challah or trumet tameya, till he get around to burn it, he might consume it by mistake. Maybe another family member. And therefore the minig is to throw it away. And the chazanish is a gewaldige pillar. If sleif is a chiyuv d'uraisa, or even a chiyuv d'rabbanan, what do you mean it's a tercha? Why is it such a big tercha? Wrap it up in a piece of paper, take a match, put it on. So, okay, you don't want to burn your house, but you always take a metal pot and burn something in it, or go out to the yard and burn a piece of challah. Why is it such a big tercha? In Mitzvah Saseh, we are mechuyev to be toreach, a tercha that is 100-fold of the tercha of burning a piece of dough or a piece of bread. Or why is it such a big tercha? Reb Moshe, Yoredeya, Chele Gimel Semet Tzadik Gimel, is very adamant and very aggressive about his opinion. It's a chiyev gomer to burn Trumet Tameya and Chala Tameya. There's no other way to go about it. But that's not Minig Olam. Rani is Daiti, the tshuva is very, very simple. And it is based upon what I wrote in Minchas Osho Mesechet Psochim Simen Peiches. Minchas Osho Mesechet Psochim Simen Peiches, Peiches and Minchas Osho Psochim, in the new edition, Madura Tinyona, is Lekutei Haoros. Haoros Tzores on the Mesechet. It's the last simen in Minchas Osho Psochim. And Minchas Osho Psochim Peiches Ois Gimel. No, I think it's the very first simen in Minchas Osho. I'm confusing with something else. Minchas Osho Simen Aleph. Instead of the last, I think it's the first. I dealt with Tosfos. The very first Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim asks, why is Chumash BePesach different than all the other Isurei Enuah? And only in Chumash BePesach do we find the Chiyuv of Bedika and Sereifa. And many Achronim wonder. There's a mission at the end of Masechet Megillah, Elu Hinan Esrofin. There are many Esurei Enuah Shedinam B'Sereifa. Kodesh Psulim, Trumet Tameya, Chala Tameya, Orla, Kilei Kerem, Dinam B'Sereifa. So Chumash BePesach is not unique. And I brought many different interpretations of the Achronim. But at the end of the day, I quoted the Chasam Sofer and Minchas Chinuch. And according to their opinion, Kol HaNisrofim is a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. Whether it's Orla or Kilei Kerem, or Trumet Tameya, or Chala Tameya, to burn is a mitzvah, but it is not a chiyuv. And that is why Tosfos writes, Chumash BePesach stands apart. And that is a chiyuv sreifa, b'shoch hamishes. All the others are not a chiyuv, but rather a mitzvah. And therefore, there is no chiyuv sreifa trumet tameya. And because it is somewhat of a tercha, and it is not a chiyuv, the minag is wrap it up and throw it away. Not necessarily based on Rashi that it's mishum chashash tekola. Even if it's Ikra Kodesh. Kol HaNisrofim are a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. And I explained many times. There are some mitzvahs that are not chiyuvim. The example I always bring is Kohen hu oichel truma. Kohen has a mitzvah to eat truma. But in this mitzvah, lo sheyach bitul mitzvah saseh. It's not a chiyuv. There is not a certain time when he needs to eat truma. And the same is regarding Kol HaNisrofim. And that is be'einai, the yesod of the Minag Yisrael. The Minag Yisrael Torah, we do not necessarily burn challah. So if you do burn it, you have a mitzvah. But if you don't burn it, it's not a bitur mitzvah, so say. And therefore the Chazon Ish makes sense. It is somewhat of a terch. Because once upon a time, people used fire all the time. You burned your trash, you burned things. You just went out in the fire. You had a fireplace. So everybody had fire. In the modern home, you don't put on fires. You know, you have your stove, but you don't put on fires. You don't have a fireplace, and you don't burn fire in the yard. You know, we don't use fire freely. So it is somewhat of a tercha. And therefore, the minig is to throw it away because it is not a bitul mitzvah saseh. And this is something I substantiated and brought quite a few rayas to in Minchas Osher, Simen Aleph, HaMesechet Pesach. So today we dealt with the mitzvah of the weekly parsha of Rosh Hashanah, and I discussed some big chidushim in this sugya. And I just want to be Messiah Ma'ein HaPsicha. This was the most difficult week in my life. And as I said at the Levaya, if you would ask most people, what is the holiest and most sublime and lofty moment in the life of a Jew? Probably most people would say Leil Yom Kippurim, when we say Kol Nidre, or we scream out, V'nislach l'kol adas b'nei Yisrael ki l'kol avam b'shgogo. But I think when a family stands at the levaya of a loved one, especially a young person, and they say, Tziduk adin natsur toma pa'orek v'chol d'rochav mishpot, that taps everything else. And it is in times of sorrow and tragedy that we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu more intensely than in times of joy. The Gemara says in Yuma, Kishenechnasu oyevim laheichal, ra'u kruvim ma'urin zebise. When the Rishonim came into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Mishas Churban Habayis, the kruvim were locked in a loving embrace and hugging each other. And the Goyim were taken aback, and they said, this is what you Jews have in Kodesh HaKodeshim. This is obscene. They didn't understand what the Bnei Yisachar writes. The Bnei Yisachar writes, the Gemara says in Bava Basra Tzadik Tes, by the Kruvim we have two psukim, Pneim al Abayis, Pneim Ish al Ochev, Bizman She'ein Oysel Retzoyne Shul Mokom, Pneim al Abayis. Bizman she'oysim retzoyne shel mokem preyem ishalochev. B'sha'as tzar v'churban, they are closer than ever. And the Bnei Yisachar writes, chayev odom lifkoy des ishtoy kishu yoytza l'derech. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiles us from the base of Mikdash and we part, that is when He is closest to us. And that is why b'sha'as churban abayis the kruvim, we're not only Pneim Ishalochev, Kruvim Ma'urin Zeh B'Zeh. And that is the way I felt 14th floor and memorial when time came. So Shabbos afternoon by Suda Shabbos, we were singing Nigunim of Dveikus, and I felt in a very tangible way that HaKadosh Baruch was with us. Because HaKadosh Baruch was always with us in times of joy, and even more so in times of tragedy. And with all the pain and the feeling of loss, we firmly believe this is the way it's got to be. And in a way, it's l'tovah. After all, Chazal teaches Oylem Hazeh Doimo LeProzdor, Oylem Habo Doimo LeTrachla. Hatken Atzmachu BeProzdor, Kedeshet Tekonos LeTrachla. So life is like a highway. And in a highway, especially when you have Waze or GPS, he tells you in another 200 meters, you know, there is one Yitziah, another Yitziah. That's the shortest way to your destination. If you choose, you could drive another 10 kilometers and then make a detour and you'll find your way back. But usually people prefer to take the shortest route to reach their destination. So you're waiting in the hall, and sometimes you find the best of your friends you haven't seen for years and you're having a great time together. But you know, when your name is called out and you know, you just... You just want to finish your business and you move on. You say goodbye, even though you're having a jolly good time in the hallway. So, after all, we're all in this plus door, and our final destination is in the tachlin. So sometimes we're having a great time. We're having a great time in the prosdor with a loving family. But at the end of the day, we're all here just to get there. We're all here just to make it to our destination. So, kol diyoved achmona letav ovid. So even when we hurt and pain and cry, we believe this is the way it's got to be. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us, and everything he does in a way is to the good. So, Be'ezus Hashem, Nitchazek Barbotzes Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us many more wonderful and healthy years, Lahagdal, Torah Ula Adira. And we should be Zorcha B'Kola B'Yameinu, to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to Bias HaMoshiach, V'Yakitzu, V'Yaralinu, Shoyach Nei Ofor, and we should be Zorcha to Binyam Beis HaMikdosh, V'Mheiro V'Yameinu, Amen.
Does leaving challah in the oven and just let it burn in the oven count as sreika?
Yes. But then we go into the shayles of whether you acid the oven, because the challah is also.